Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, yeah.
Oops, wrong show.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going on? Wrong show. What's good? What's good? It is she, Big Red, and it's I, Brother B. Welcome to another episode of Our World, Consciousness, Community, and Culture. I know we've been off the clock, off the grid for a hot second, trying to get some things, you know, arranged and rearranged. Of course, you know, we're doing it at a new time on Sundays, you know, when we do it on Sundays when we're at 5 p.m. So, you know, what's up? What's going on? What's good, everybody? Once again, it's Big Red and Brother
good,
D.
Everybody.
Consciousness, Community, and Culture. Hey, how you doing? Just let everybody know, it is Big Red's birthday today.
Hey.
Everybody say happy birthday to Big Red. Sing, dance, shout, you know. So what it's all about.
Thank you, Jeff.
Happy birthday,
I am
Red.
21 years of age.
Oh, yeah. Well, you keep being
plus,
that.
Plus 20 more.
Yeah. You keep being that.
Yeah,
and
right.
Knocking your
I wish my body could feel like that, because it damn sure don't feel 24.
Yeah, I feel where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? I definitely get it. So, yeah, man. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And, yeah, we might as well just kind of jump into it, even though, like I said, we've been off the clock for, you know, half a second. You can also check us out on Tuesday night, 8:30 p.m., The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. You know, it's Big Red and, you know, I as well. Well, you know, we dabble and, you know, talk about other more diverse topics, you know, but this Sunday show is, you know, geared more towards the melanated, you know, people's community. So let's get into the swing of things. Our topic for tonight, do as we say and not as we do. Neanderthals gone wild. The other N-word.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know, we've been, you know, on another show, we've been kind of quiet about it. But, of course, we picked this show to, you know, kind of, you know, let things fly, especially when it comes to, you know, the double standards that we have seen and been experiencing. Just not on December 6th, but I'm sorry, January 6th, but it's been basically centuries of it, you know, especially in this country. To those who are not familiar, which I would be highly surprised if you weren't, unless you were living under a rock, you know, right. January 6th, a group of people, well, a mass amount of people who thought that it would be okay to storm the Capitol. United States of America. Yeah, in D.C. And they thought it'd be cool to do that and, you know, make threats against the vice president, you know, threaten his life, you know, other members of Congress. You know, they stormed the place, got inside, and, you know, didn't seem like the Capitol Police or police officers were, you know, pretty much trying to stop anything. It kind of seems like they were letting some things happen. Sadly enough, a few people lost their lives, especially, and I have to say especially, a police officer lost his life. You know, and I'm sure this is from a bunch of people who shout Blue Lives Matter, but yet you killed a cop.
Right, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It's so crazy for you to want to talk about Blue Lives Matter when it pertains to when people say Black Lives Matter, you want to say Blue Lives Matter. But when we say Black Lives Matter in terms of, you know, Black people being shot and killed just for basically no reason, like holding a cell phone, a piece of bread, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah, right.
you know, you jump up and you say Blue Lives Matter to defend the police, yet you kill one, and there's no outrage. Now, see, Red, that is my issue. Well, I'm sorry, it's one of my issues. How is there no outrage that these Neanderthal bastards, traitorous Neanderthal bastards, killed this man in cold blood? I believe they beat him with a fire extinguisher. And there was another police cavalry.
What was the other man got crushed up against the door?
Yeah, exactly. So with that being said, but the no media is really harping on that. And
right.
I find that so deplorable and disrespectful, especially to his family. You know, and to the families of all parties, of all people that lost their lives that day, because you made it trivial, like their lives meant nothing, because the bigger story was, you know, oh, this happened, and they said, yeah, I get it. Nobody's paying attention to wow, you guys killed the cop, and FBI is looking for help to find these people who are actually on video doing, you know, crazy shit, stealing shit, pissing and shitting in offices and
right,
stuff like that. I just find it interesting that, how do you, I don't know, Red, maybe I need to stop for a minute, you know, gather my thoughts, but how do you explain that? Like, how do you really how do you really justify not getting involved and saying certain things?
Peace.
What's up, Ron? What's up, brother? You know, how do you not acknowledge that? Like I said, they scream Blue Lives Matter and they kill a cop, but the media doesn't say much about it, and there's no outrage, especially from people, you know, in Congress people. There's no outrage from any of these police unions that were talking so much big shit when black people were, you know, or minority people were protesting and had issues. There was nothing, but there's nothing being said at all. See,
I think they
like
look at it as
mouth.
Not because,
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, not to cut you off, but I think they're going to look at it as like, I hate to say it like it's like, oh, he died honoring his country or honoring, honoring his country or something like that. I see it as them seeing it that way, because just like you said, once again, they quick to say that, if a black person or any other ethnicity had killed the cop, it just like you said, it would be outrage, it would be this, it would be that. They'd be wanting to prosecute him to the fullest extent. Are we going to go on a manhunt and all that stuff? And I understand that. But once again, your own people killed one of your own that you probably see every day, or you just like you said, Blue Lives Matter and all this other stuff. You killed one of your own. And once again, just like you said, where's the outrage at? Where's all the you know, wanting to get these people? And I understand, once again, they're only going for the people for other stuff, but they're not really going after them for that right there.
Well, and it, to me, it's regardless, it's all BS. Like I said, it's a bunch of hypocrites. And another part is a lot of those people, they'll say a few. I'll say probably a lot. People in that crowd were law enforcement.
Right, exactly.
So
absolutely.
So now correct me, Brother Ron, if I'm wrong. If me and you are somewhere and you do a crime, I'm guilty. Because I was with you doing that crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to tell me that whole crowd of people ain't guilty of murder?
Conspiracy. You're doing a conspiracy or excessive?
Yeah, exactly. So you're trying to tell me none of those people are conspiracy or accessory to murder?
They. What happens is, you know, Dr. Claude Anderson said it best. We are politically inept. We're not. We've become a liability. We used to be an asset, but we're a liability. You know what I mean? So it's just like, that's why they're picking us off the way they are. That's what the whole COVID thing is about. That's what all that is. We're just killing us off. You know what I mean? Because we're not connected like the Chinese are. We're not connected like the Jews are. We're not. You know what I mean? The Negroes out here, you give some crumbs, they're happy with crumbs. You give some crumbs, they think they can make some bread. But you can't.
All right.
You know? That's what that is.
Now, you're right about that, brother. But, you know, and the thing is, you're 100% correct on that. And the thing that gets me annoyed is that we sit back. Like, some people, you know, and I've even said it. This is not our fight.
It's not the fight.
But they're going to make it
our
problem.
They're going to
make it
our problem. It's not our problem. No, it's not our fight.
But they're going to make it our problem.
They're
going to make it our problem.
No, they're not. They could care less. You still think they care? They don't. They don't care. I've been saying this for the longest. They don't care.
They care about.
But how do you feel they don't care? Like, how do you feel that they don't care? Like, I want to know, how do you feel that they don't care?
What do you mean? They've been trained not to kill their own. You dig what I'm saying? They've been trained not
to kill. But that's what they did.
You know what I mean?
But that's what they did.
They killed four people. Where the bodies? Where's the funeral? Where's the outcry from? It was all, to me, I mean, if it was real, it was real. You know, that's messed up. If somebody get killed,
mm-hmm.
that's messed up. But at the same time, it's like, you know, where's that?
So you don't think it happened? You don't think it happened?
I think it was all staged. You know,
what an exception for the
chick that got killed. You know what I mean? It's like, she got killed, and her husband, her children didn't say nothing. You got three other Caucasian people got killed, and their families didn't say nothing.
Because
come on now, this is the day and time of the lawsuit. So,
yeah, but listen,
that's true.
But you know what?
I get you.
All right, I see it like this, brother. They are connected. Their connection and their roots go way deeper. To them, you know what I'm saying, it's a couple of casualties. Hey, we sacrificed, you know what I'm saying, many for the needs of the few. And that's always been their attitude. That's always been their attitude.
So
those couple of lives that were lost that day don't mean nothing in the grand scheme of things, the point that they were trying to make.
Same with 9/11. Same thing with 9/11. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the whole COVID thing was to do other things. The whole 9/11 thing was to do something else. The whole 9/11 thing was to get us to the point where we at now. So imagine with COVID, with the whole COVID thing, what's that going to do for the future of the of us? So imagine. You know,
right.
they're playing chess for real, and we all the pawns. You know what
yep.
I mean?
But Ron and Tered, once again, so here's another issue. How is it that we just continue? Like, it's like, how do you know you see this happening? You know what's happening, but you're still complicit with it. Like, how messed up does that make us?
It's messed up. It's been like that for 500 years. That's, bro, this is why I watch the old shows. This is why I watch the old shows. Because ain't changed about them. I watch shows from 1980 on back to 1940. TV shows, movies, you know what I mean? Robert Mitchum, John Wayne. By the way, off the subject, did you know that Mike Pence and Donald Trump are all Geminis? Vice President and the President?
Oh, right here. Yeah, I know that. That I know, yes, definitely.
All right.
Nah, I know.
They ain't been a Gemini. Ain't been a Gemini in the house since Bush, Father Bush. And it was all kind of chaos. And before that, is having been a Gemini in the house is John F. Kennedy.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And every time a Gemini got on the scene, it was chaos. You know what I mean? So
Okay.
So what happens is I watch these,
that's
and
the
I'm
sweet.
A Gemini. I'm a Gemini, and I'm a white Gemini. White Gemini. All right. I'm a Gemini, so I know a little bit. But I watch all these old shows. I know a little bit. I watch all these old shows because nothing has changed with these guys. Nothing has changed with these people. In the 80s, in the mid to late 80s, they tried to water down how Caucasians are viewed on TV. They try to soften their image, especially like the P.J. Hooker, all kind of police shows. They got all kind of police shows in the 70s and the 80s to get you prepared for a police state. And all the while, across the country, they were adding on police. So when you got to the 90s, the shit went down in places like California, Virginia. The cops was on point. You know what I mean? Police. Add more and more and more. They got training academies. Police. So you're telling me when the Capitol thing went down in D.C., the home of where you get your contracts from, the home of where you get your some of your licenses from, you know what I mean, with some of the things written. You tell me they didn't have enough police that day?
No, they didn't. They took off. They took off to come there.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know what it is? It's like they put their own foot in their ass. Like, why would you do that? Like, you took off to come there, but then, like I said, you got some of your own, you got three of your own people killed. So it's like you defeated the purpose.
I don't think
you're right.
I don't think the purpose was defeated.
Listen, I don't think the purpose was defeated.
How can you? When could we ever?
It goes like this, right? Some people was giving you cats the benefit of the doubt. Doubt is disbelief. Benefit is wealth. You would never give somebody wealth that you disbelieve in. You know what I mean? So this is another 9/11. That's all it was. You know what I mean? And those who were in the loop. Oh, they took them back. Oh, this shit is right. They took them back. Those that was in the loop, those who wasn't in the loop, they were just part of the suit. You know what I mean? They were part of the suit. Made everything to look good. You dig what I'm saying? So,
a couple of people had to die. Like I said, you sacrifice some, you know, for the needs of the few.
But this is
so,
how they
think.
Some of the guys on Facebook and Instagram was making a big deal about vote. This is happening with him coming in. You know, even though that's Trump, you know what I mean, that whole thing was on Biden in it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, come on, man, this is what's happening coming in. I mean, I understand Trump was going out. I understand when Trump was going out. But this happened on your watch. This is his watch. He's the new
leader. He's on my Biden?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's going to tell you, it always, because the past president, the outgoing president, sets the tone for the new cat. And I was like, just imagine what he going to do. Just imagine what your boy going to do. And the girl. You know?
Well, all right, let me ask you this. Let me ask both of you this. Let me
girl,
ask you both of this.
Girl.
Both this.
She a girl. Her girl.
Oh my gosh. Let me ask you both of you this. So, where are our so-called? Because you know, I've noticed for a while now. Haven't heard much from the Sharptons, the Jesse Jackson. What's that other dude that teach at Harvard? The one with the
Cornell West.
Cornell West.
He's chasing white women. He's chasing white women.
But we're not hearing anything from them. Like, they've been real quiet.
Because they got paid. They got paid, bro. Jesse Jackson ain't been a vehicle since Obama came into office. His time was over.
And it was the teacher for president.
Yeah, hey. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was kind of, instead of Instead of hating on the brother, you should have congratulated the brother. But he didn't do that because he was out of the loop. They didn't need to see, and it was, Jesse Jackson is a perfect example of what happens when niggas, when the whitey don't need you no more. Has anybody learned anything from Jesse?
Yeah, that's true.
Learn that Jesse is not in the loop. Jesse done got his money and gone about his business, walked off in the sunshine. People don't understand. Obama, people like Barack Obama was groomed. He was groomed by Henry Kissinger ever since he was at Columbia University. Barack Obama's grandfather, who's a white dude, used to work for the CIA. You dig what I'm saying? And he was friends with Henry Kissinger. Dig what I'm saying? So come on now. You got to study.
Al Sharpton, I just realized as I got older and I was watching something not about him, but he was it was a documentary. He is nothing but a race baiter. I've seen that
he's a race baiter.
And I think that's why a lot of people weren't on board. And he was a race baiter. And the thing is, I think with this, he didn't have anything to really stand on with it right now. So it's like he kind of fell back. And, you know, just as you said, what leaders do we like? What leaders for our people do we have? Like, where are they? Why nobody's speaking out about anything?
You don't. Let me tell you something. You don't need leaders. All those leaders from after Lincoln, you got to study history, man. All those leaders after Lincoln that was placed to lead Negroes was given to us. They gave you their leaders. With exception for when you go outside of the United States, when you had the insurrection that happened in Haiti and stuff that happened in Jamaica. You dig what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you can't sit at the table with these cats, man, if you don't have no leverage. You dig what I'm saying? Chinese people don't have leaders. They have people who do specific shit. And they got a leader of the country. They got a prime minister. They got a leader of agriculture. Basic shit. But they make their money. They stay focused. India don't have no leaders like that. They gave that shit up after Gandhi. And they said, we're going to work together until it hurts. You got to study history. When Gandhi got killed, they said at his funeral, if we're going to work together until it hurts. And Muslims came to his funeral, Christians came to his funeral, Hindus came to his funeral, Sikhs came to his funeral. These are all four spiritual groups came to Mahatma Gandhi's funeral. And the guy said, this is what he wants, for India to come together and work as one. And when they did that, them motherfuckers, everybody started getting rich, everybody started doing and rocking and doing their thing. Negroes can't do the same thing because you got Negroes that are happy with crumbs. People like the Snoop Dogs, some of these politicians, some of these rappers, you know what I mean? It's just like, yo, somebody should come and not shut them down, but show them different. You know what I mean? It's like this whole voting thing, I mean, like, yo, it meant nothing because he was going to be out anyway.
Right. And that the voting thing to me, like I said, it really, like... It was like people, instead of them worrying about voting, they were more worried about the actual can. Like, my thing is, like I said, I don't care who you like, whether you like Biden or Trump or whatever, somebody's going to have something to say about somebody. And that goes on all the time. But it was like now, it was like the election, it was just like, people were like to the point where they weren't speaking to family members. People that they probably was cool with, they not cool with no more.
They dumb. They dumb. You know what
exactly
I mean?
Exactly, because it's your God-given right to vote. I don't care who you vote for.
Yes.
I don't care who you voted for. It was your God-given right to just vote. Just go out and let your voice be heard. But people was over there, you vote for Trump, you crazy. No. It was ridiculous.
First of all, it's not a God-given right to go vote. You have a God, you got something from your ancestors. That's your thing of choice, your free will to place your attention where you want it to be. God, our ancestors, who are God, who was created by the supreme being, who made black people. Let's go back through your history. Gave us the ability to govern ourselves. All right? It's not a blessing to have a job from the devil. It's not a blessing for God to have a job to work for the devil. It's not a blessing. These are devils. All right? Keep that in your mind. You dig what I'm saying? They never had our interest in their hand, never. There is no proof whatsoever in history, political history, in regular history, in military history. There has never been a history that they have been on our side for freedom from white supremacy. So voting for these devils is not a God-given thing. And our God made us to govern ourselves.
And now I have to step in and say something, because one thing I will say to those who are listening, or you know, may listen later. One thing I will say about Brother Ron, like, you can say, anybody can form an opinion, you know, but the thing is, there's nothing that Brother Ron is saying that is incorrect. Historically,
okay.
There's nothing that he's. You see, that's where I got to come in. I have to say it. You know what I'm saying? And it's not so much about the defense, like to defend him, because I don't have to defend the brother. It's just the fact that listen, if people who want to call themselves intelligent, people want to call themselves educated, he is not saying anything wrong. But I'm sure somebody's going to say, oh, he's this, he's that, and whatever. My thing is, there's nothing that he's saying that's not historically wrong. It's all in the books. This whole history of how this country came about has been nothing but blood, and it's been nothing but violence. And
that's all that respect.
How we were brought here, the same thing, how we were treated. Like, I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and I was like, listen, I don't mean to throw stones, but what do you expect from a people? What do you expect from a people that used to tie one leg to a horse and tie the other leg of a human being to another horse and then smack both horses just to rip this person apart?
Yeah.
These are the type of people, correct me if I'm wrong, a Levi Jean commercial.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, these are the people that founded this country that fled England because they wanted to be free to practice the paganism and all other sorts of stuff, a lot of the rapists and thieves, basically the undesirables, huh?
It was all business. It wasn't about religion. It wasn't about religion.
Yeah, exactly.
It was about business.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I believe that too, but still a no.
Mm-hmm.
Still a no.
That's the excuse
America,
they did.
The ones that came over here were just society's ills. Those are the bad ones. It's not to say that there weren't bad ones over there, but this country, this rock right here got the worst of them.
Right.
Once the four colonies got set up, then they started sending them over here like that. Indentured servants. Some of them were that. But originally, when they first came over, they were just like, you know, they wanted to check it out. You know, they wanted to survey it, lay it, and then they didn't officially establish a colony until after. The fifth trip. Then that's when they colonized, you know, the second colony, the first colony, second colony, third, down to the 13 colony. After the 13 colonies, it was just like, oh, that's what it is. But England, when the fourth colony was established, England began to foot the bill. But they Johnny come lately, but they wanted to make sure. Oh, you're going to do this? You're going to send so and so there. And sir such and such there. They sent people who were of nobles to establish the Kingdom of England in America.
Mm-hmm.
It was a business. Sir Walter Riley, Sir So and So of Essex, Sir So and So and So of Dushraw, Sir So and So of Cornwall. Come on, man. These guys were served before they came, not after they went back. They set up these colonies to get this money, get this tobacco. Then they went down, some of them did what they could down in the Caribbean to get that sugar, because
mm-hmm.
sugar was the thing. You know what I mean? So it was business. So that's how you got to approach America now. It's through business. You want to get some headway? You have to do business, because it's the business that helps make the community. If you got wealth, you can take care of yourself, and you can take care of your others.
But they do bad business, Ron. They do bad business, brother.
Who?
That's the problem.
Who?
This country do bad business.
We're talking about black people. We're talking about black people. I don't care about this. Oh, yeah. I don't care about this.
First of all,
everybody else come here and do business, brother. So we got to do business.
Yeah, but what business do we do?
What business do you want to do? What does our community need? What do women need? The purpose of TV is to entice and seduce the woman, brother. Been like that since 1950. That's why all the TV shows That's why all the TV shows got women in them. They're seducing the women. They got TV shows, they ain't even got no men in it. They're seducing the women, because the women, and they prepared the, oh man, they prepared the women to
so what shows are you talking, like, you talking about now, like nowadays?
Oh, they did this for the last 50 years. You know what I mean? Who's scared? Who gets really scared when shit go down? Oh, there's a storm coming. There's women. They scare women and children. Women and children, they scare them. And then some dudes, because of the feminization in the last 30 years of how the mindset is, some men get, storm coming. Nigga, the greenhouse effect, they ain't gonna have no storm like you used to have, nigga. You know what I mean? We gotta go vote. Fuck you gonna vote for an old white man? What are he gonna do for you? And the first day, not even the first day he got in, he signed 15 shit to reverse what Trump did. And none of them was for brown folk, for black folk. How's some LGBT?
Because, you know, all right, wrong, but wrong. LGBT. It gets to a point where, wait, real quick, bro. It gets to a point where, like, what do we want for ourselves? Like, why do we keep
You know what we want. You know.
What?
You know. You want
what?
Yeah, but what is
want
it?
A mansion in a yacht?
Right. Like, what
want
is
mansion
it
in
that
a yacht?
We want for ourselves?
A mansion in a yacht.
A mansion in a yacht.
You want to be able to have a boat. You want to be able to have a boat company to a company.
I think we had enough. I think we had enough of boats.
Yeah, I don't want to be on no damn boat. Listen,
we
don't
want to be on a boat. We made boats. We made boats, man. But
you know what my problem is. But you know what? Like, I respect where you coming from, brother. My whole issue is my problem is the fact that once again we sit back and we watch this happen. We always want to scapegoat somebody else for something that we're not doing. Like, I just to throw
this out
there.
I'm telling you, cats
want to be gangster. Cats want to talk gangster, but George Zimmerman's still walking around. But they're not, and that's just one prime. That's one example. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even when it came down to the cops on Amadou Diallo, like, it's not to say something physical should have happened to him, but yo, how was it back in the days? You know, when in the civil rights movement,
still,
Martin Luther King, they were
living.
Able to get
them
together.
Cops still living.
Oh, of course, they still living and they still thriving. They still living and thriving. Yeah. Our whole thing is if we would have came together, all that should have been shut down. It's like how
ain't nobody killing,
so
ain't nobody killing
right.
Asians. Ain't nobody killing Asians in the street. Ain't nobody killing Jews in the street.
Ain't
nobody killing Indians
in the
street.
You're not going to get. That's the thing. If it happens, you're not going to get. Their community is not going to let it happen, and you're not going to get away with it.
Exactly.
So why should our community let it happen?
Because I was going to ask the same question. Why should our community let it happen?
Let me tell you about something stupid going on in Mount Vernon. there's a female mayor there I know you're aware of, and I grew up with her. I grew up across the street from some of her family, right? Female black mayor, and they're chewing her a new asshole, and she ain't even been in office a year. And this is Mount Vernon, and they're chewing her a new asshole. They ain't really saying, you know, this and that. Oh, she's doing this. Oh, Mount Vernon this. She didn't anticipate that this would happen, but she's just trying to roll with the punches. She got to make cuts. She may have to raise taxes. You know what I mean? Well, that's what you may have to do.
Well, who's
that's
they? But wait, who's they? Who's they?
Mount Vernon residents.
Mm-hmm.
Black.
Okay,
black.
I gotta
South
ask
side.
You. Okay, thank you. Yeah,
South
thank
side.
You. I gotta ask that.
South
okay.
Side. But this is the thing. And some of these people are losing the war with roaches and rats in their crib. But you beefing about a sister who's out here trying to do it. You dig what I'm saying? You're beefing with a sister who's trying to do it.
But
and none of these
Ron,
cats.
Ron, she's not out here. And I'm going to say some stereotypical shit. She's not out here handing out free money, free cigarettes, free alcohol. She ain't out here handing out free shit. That's why they going after her. That's the problem. Now, she was out here handing out free shit or releasing Pookie from jail or something like that, then it wouldn't be an issue. She'd be a hero. But because she's on her grind, doing what she got to do, because, of course, listen, no one knows her job until they're in them shoes, and you can't please everybody. But she got a job to do, and you got to respect that. One thing a lot of our people don't do is they don't respect the politics, so they don't really respect the game. They claim
they
know the
respect,
game, but they don't respect.
They don't respect. They don't respect black intelligence. They don't. They don't.
But
they don't
but
respect.
That, but
they
like
don't
you
respect
said,
thinking,
but like you said, Ron,
they don't respect it.
But like you said, Ron, they'll vote for that white man. They'll vote for that. They'll put everything in the white man's hand and be like, he's going to save me. He's gonna save all of us. But they're gonna crucify the sister. They're gonna crucify her.
Yeah.
And that's
and
sad.
I'm saying
when you talk about what we want, how can
and they bragging. It's business. You gotta take advantage of that from a business perspective. You gotta cater,
who?
in order to help change the situation for the next 4 years, for the next 10 years, the next 25 years. What do our people need now? Our people need food, clothing, shelter, and a means to keep it all. You know what I mean? What can
we
do?
We need inclusion and seclusion.
No,
we
don't.
Need that.
We got
yes,
inclusion.
We do.
And look what it's doing. Look what it's doing. We got
no,
that.
I'm talking.
Been,
I'm talking about
been,
inclusion. In certain markets, there's certain aspects we need inclusion and
no,
otherwise,
no.
But that's why I said we need inclusion and
no.
Seclusion.
No. You can do it right like
why
everybody
not?
Else did. You can do it right out in the open. And just what sacrifices are you willing to make? You know what I mean? It's just like, yo, I tell you like this. I told Cat the other day, Snoop Dogg is cool. He makes good music, but a lot of other shit I'm not supporting him because he's down
oh,
with them.
Of course,
them.
I believe it.
You know what I mean? He's down with them. Niggas stick to music. But
well, we're not in our tax bracket. We're not in his tax bracket. We don't have, you know, Martha Stewart, huh?
Oh, you talking about Snoop Dogg?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Snoop Dogg.
You know,
no.
Snoop Dogg is open. He came out and you know he was thankful to Trump for pardoning the co-founder of Death Row Records.
Yeah,
Michael Harris. Who's actually a good dude.
And listen, I'm not knocking the hustle on that, but my whole thing is, can't we do better? Like maybe there's somebody else, some other people that should have been pardoned.
Well, you know why that was done. You know that was done because, like I said, I think it was purposely done as like a last stand, like to say, oh, like I said, like a slap in the face.
Yeah, but
so,
still,
you
no.
know,
I mean, listen, there's other people that deserve to get pardoned that actually fought, you know, for us or fought for rights. You know what I'm saying? And they still in jail. So why not pardon?
Why would
Because
right, but why would I pardon people like that? Why would I pardon? Once again, it's always going to be that, why should I pardon the right people? That's just, I'll just give it an example. Like, that's just like when rap music was starting to become conscious, they had to throw the gangster stuff in. So, oh, nope, they're getting too smart. The Negroes are getting too smart. You know what? They're learning about the history and stuff like that. So, you know what? Let's turn it into something negative. Let's put something negative out there.
But you know what the whole thing, but even with that, part of that is a lot, not even part, a large amount of that is our fault because we didn't take the reins. We didn't take accountability and responsibility for our shit.
Right, you're right.
We passed it. Somebody came along and said, hey, this sounds good. I'll give you this because I can do this with it. And we said, oh, okay. So we took the shiny things, the trinkets. Exactly. Like you got the Edmonds box. You open up the box. There's always crumbs on the side of the corner. You know what I'm saying? That's instead of motherfuckers threw the cake out and just went for the crumbs.
Just threw the whole pie out and said,
"I'm eating the crumbs."
Since we talk about music, follow the music. Controlling the music. Controlling the music. You get somebody coming.
You control the message.
So somebody like Quincy Jones, who was under the tutelage, like Quincy Jones was connected to Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra was connected to some heavy cats. You know, him and JFK were good friends. JFK, boom, dun 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 dun. Oh, if you listen to when whatchamacallit had his thing in Vegas, his residency in Vegas. Quincy Jones is there. Right? And all he did was pick up Quincy Jones, Quincy Jones, Quincy Jones, Quincy Jones, Quincy Jones. So later down the line, Quincy Jones in the late 60s, the mid 60s, late 60s, 70s, going into the 80s, controlled all kind of stuff. When you came into the industry, one of the people you had to see was either Clive Davis or Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And these people are known. These people are known oath takers. They're up under Whitey. They got all kind of control from Whitey. You know what I mean? So anybody who came up under them, it's like boom. In the spiritual realm, it was the same thing. You'd have to go.
Ron, there's always got to be a house nigga around.
These are the people who were controlling stuff today. And whatchamacallit passed that on. It was like, how do you gangster rapper, blah, 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 blah. And Quincy Jones end up being friends with Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre is about to be another Quincy Jones. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody got to pass the torch to somebody, right?
No, that's the wrong torch. See, that's the torch. We didn't set that fire. You dig what I'm saying? And this is why we don't have control. You saying why we didn't take the reins? You can't take the reins over something you didn't have control.
Okay, you saying that him being another Quincy Jones is a bad thing? I'm just trying to understand.
You know, Quincy Jones, a very talented dude, but there was other Quincy Jones out here that was better than him. You dig what I'm saying? As far as our standards. And we knew it. We don't control what we do. And the sacrifice would be step away from them. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, that's the sacrifice. I remember when I was going to school, Chinese kids, they didn't have no swag. Chinese kids smell like Chinese food, or they smell like vegetables.
How you gonna say they smell like Chinese food?
Oh gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. So the ones where I was in school with, they were oily.
I didn't go to school with too many Chinese kids, but okay.
I did. You know what I mean? But the ones there, they were quiet, they were very intelligent, and they were humble. Now, when I see Chinese kids rocking $1,000 shoes, $500 jeans, whatever, driving Benzes and stuff like that, yo.
They become American now.
No, it's not that, but their people paved the way. So back then, when I saw black cats back in the day, dude had fucking $150,000 chain on. $150,000 chain on. Broad daylight. You out on the street. This is in Mount Vernon. You at a barbershop, my nigga? Dressed like you going to the Grammys, my nigga? And you can't put two sentences together. You don't even know what the difference between a predicate, a noun, or a verb is, or conjunctional sentence. You don't know. You know what I mean? So it's like our values are different. We don't control our communities. How we let people sell crack in the community back then, sell angel dust and dope in our community. You know what I mean? And then complain to the white man who brought the shit there, complain to him that the drugs and shit is there. Oh, okay, here's what we do. We'll add more drugs and shit there. Because every time we talk to them, every time you hear black women talk to the media saying, I don't feel safe, they're not talking to the black man. They're talking to white people. It's our people that's always asking the white man for shit. Oh, we don't have opportunity. So the white man got to create opportunities for you? And these are the people who are happy with crime.
But that's why they call us. That's why they say, oh, you're lazy. Because we because once again, we some of give a lot of us give them the power.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call us lazy.
By vote?
Because we choose to not create the opportunity for ourselves.
A lot of Indian people didn't vote. A lot of Asian people didn't vote. A lot of real Jews,
of course,
Hasidic Jews, they didn't vote.
It doesn't concern them.
They own half of, they own a portion of New York. Chinese own another portion. Come on now. Why would I, if I'm making, if I got people, can you hear me?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Why would I be concerned about a vote as long as I'm getting paid? I'm making $100 million a year. You know, the average Chinese, you got Chinese restaurants. I remember Mount Vernon. His brother, my man, he's a master plumber. A master plumber. He was doing some pipe work for the Great Wall of China in Mount Vernon, the Chinese restaurant. They gave him $7,000 in cash in a brown paper bag. Said, come finish it tomorrow. We give you another $2,000. You dig what I'm saying? We can't even keep a fucking soul food restaurant open.
Right.
And they got five Chinese restaurants on the same block.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
great. They stick together. You see what goes on in the community. They talk about crime and stuff like that in Mount Vernon on South Side. Close some of them churches. Close some of them Chinese restaurants. Close some of them 24-hour stores. Because you best believe in Fleetwood, by Bronxville, and Scarsdale, they don't have 24-hour stores.
Yeah,
they don't have it. They got rid of the 7-Eleven, cause niggas hang out in front of 7-Eleven. They don't want that there. You dig what I'm saying? That's why you got peace in Bronxville.
That's why they got rid of the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
When you think about it, if there's no store, no 24-hour store, there's no activity. Like people, you know what I'm saying, do certain things. Humans are creatures of habit. So it's like, oh, if there's a store, if you know that you can just get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to the store, some people do that. Some people are not. So if there's no store around, you're gonna stay your ass in the house unless you're gonna drive. Like the nearest store that's open is 10 miles away. So if you're gonna get up and drive 10 miles away, or what if you don't have a car?
You
just ain't gonna have it till tomorrow.
In Bronxville, these people pay millions of dollars. Millions of dollars for their home. And you go to Scarsdale, they pay tens of millions of dollars.
They don't want that shit.
You know what I mean?
They don't want no 24-hour store. So they don't want that traffic.
Store what? They don't want like 50 churches. Mount Vernon at one point has 735 churches in Mount Vernon. More than half of them, if not more than 4 square miles, more than half of them was on the south side. More than half of them.
Because it's
There was maybe one church in Fleetwood. Fleetwood pays most of the taxes. They have least amount of crime. You know what I mean? And it's just they kept it like that. Mount Vernon, I grew up in Mount Vernon since 1973. Mount Vernon always been segregated like that. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just like You want your place to look like Northside? Do what Northside does. Keep your kids inside the house. You know what I mean? Keep your kids inside the house. Don't let them hang out. Don't let them hang out after a certain hour. You know what I mean? You shouldn't have to have the police
police
your kids.
But not
that's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier said than done, but you know what? We facilitate it. Like if we,
let me tell you something.
If we if we were the type to just not want certain things in our community, then things would change. If we didn't allow certain things, things would change.
Mm-hmm.
But when our kids are running around 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, hanging out in front of the stores, or just walking the street or doing whatever, like, yo, we allow this. And you know what? And all it does is make targets for the police.
But that's the plan. You know, that's the plan, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
When I was married, I helped raise 4 kids. None of our kids hung out in the street. Matter of fact, they didn't hang out in front of the building. You want to hang out? We're going to take you to the park. None of our kids drank beer, smoked weed, sold drugs, whether it was being Muslim or not. You know what I mean? Whether or not. We didn't have that. Kids went to college. Kids got good jobs, decent jobs, and shit like that. You know what I mean? I was a part of that. You know, and the mother, their mother was a good woman. You dig what I'm saying? And didn't want for the bullshit. We made sacrifices. Not that we was better than anybody else. You know what I mean? Not that none of that. And we lived in Kid Capri buildings. Kid Capri lived on King's Ridge Terrace in the Bronx. He lived on sixth floor, some shit like that. Every Friday, Saturday, he played crazy music. He played music. The building was
Kid Capri?
Yeah. The building was live Friday, Saturday. Summertime, too. And then, if he wasn't rocking, it was Dominican people on the first floor. Ding, 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 circus music. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what it is just like you gotta want more. You gotta want more, and you gotta make sacrifices. You dig what I'm saying? You have to make
and a lot
sacrifices.
Of that, and we're not willing to make that. A lot of us are just not willing to make those sacrifices because we feel that we're gonna miss out on something, or we're not keeping it real, or you know, we're not keeping it right. Like violence is not who we are. Drug dealing is not who we are. Drugs is not who we are. You know what I'm saying?
Don't let the Don't let the censors say it. You know what I mean? Less than half the jail population across the country is filled with black people in the last 40 years.
You know why? Because they subscribe to that stereotypical bullshit. Listen. You can't keep making excuses for I can't do this or I can't do that. I realized a long time ago. You know what? I know you're not, brother, and I know you know Red ain't. But listen, I remember years ago, I was out of work for about maybe 2 weeks. That's probably the longest stretch that I've ever been out of work. Now. I found it interesting how some people say, I ain't got no job, or I can't find a job doing this. Listen, I looked up something, and there was places where you can go and work for a day, and they pay you that same day. So you can't sit there and tell me there ain't no jobs out there. There ain't no way to hustle out here. There ain't no way to make money. Doing illegal shit. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Without doing illegal shit.
I remember work
don't for. Sit there. You can't sit there and say it. You know what I'm saying? But of course, a lot of us want the easy way out. We don't want to do this. We don't want to do the 9 to 5. We don't want to do this. We don't want to do that. All right. So if you want to do, you don't want to do it. Make the sacrifice to put yourself in a position so you won't have to do it. And don't cut the
right.
To do
exactly.
It.
There's no easy way out.
There's no easy way out.
Our people.
Our people want that easy way. That's what I'm saying. See, some of us want to be like them, but don't want to put in the work like them. And sometimes, just like them, they don't have to put in that work because it's handed over to them. We don't hand over shit to us, to our kids, or the next generation. We ain't handing over nothing but a bunch of broken shit.
The queen,
broken people, broken adults. Yeah, exactly.
The Queen of England, I tell you, the Queen of England got that money. Her kids, her grandkids ain't got to work. Her great grandkids ain't got to work. And they provide jobs. The Queen provides jobs for all of her family. All of her family.
Well,
first and second cousins.
Put it like this. The Wayans brothers, you know, the Wayans, I guess they tried to do that. Somebody had to be like, put out their fire. Or attempt to put out their fire. Because that's the closest I ever heard to somebody putting their brothers on, their sisters on. Because that's the closest I ever heard.
No. Yeah, friend, they put a lot of people, exactly.
No, they did good, and they still rock. You know what I mean? It's just
See, they don't get their pop. But I'm saying they don't pop them like they should be pop. Just like I say with Wu-Tang doesn't get their props like they're supposed to. But guess what? They always using their songs in their commercials or something. They always trying to use their song, but they don't they don't pop them properly to me. They've never gotten their pops all these years. It's like right now, they started to get their pops here or there.
It's entertainment. You know, there's entertainment. Everything you gotta step out of it. You know what I mean? The whole thing about rap music, the whole thing about jazz, it was never for white people. Original jazz is our stuff. You got to get back to the frame of mind where we do stuff for us. You dig what I'm saying? We do stuff for us, not the white man. There's no reason.
Well, Ron,
the white man.
You know what the problem is, Ron? The problem is us don't support us. That's why us don't
do.
Us.
Yes, we do. Yes, let me tell you something. When I was selling CDs and DVDs like that, at the height of my joint, I was making an average of $300 a day, working 4 or 5 hours a day.
Okay.
And I stayed on Saturday and Friday. I made triple that. On Saturday, I came out 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday to make $1,200 CDs and DVDs. And I took out a dude in business because he was retarded. One guy, he wouldn't leave, and I asked him to leave. He wouldn't leave, so I took him out of business. He didn't find a way we worked together.
But
you know what I mean?
But the whole
it could
thing
be done.
Is this, brother.
It could be done.
Okay, listen, it can be done. Yes, it can, but we're not doing it like that.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Some of us
they came to you. They came to you because it was easy, and it was cheaper than going to the commercial market to go get stuff. You were more convenient because you was in certain places where those other places weren't located at. So you were a convenience.
How
you know
can
what I'm
we
saying?
Make something convenient? How can we make something convenient for our people today? It's the same thing.
Cutting
out the middleman.
Nothing
has changed. Nothing has changed.
You're right. Well,
yes,
you know what? The hustle has changed. Because, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at the generation that we came from compared to the generation now. The work ethic is different, brother. Work ethic, everything is different. The fight is different. These cats that's running around with this listen, these cats running around talking with this protesting and doing all this and doing all that, man, listen, they yelling today and they quiet tomorrow. They ain't about that life. They ain't about that shit.
Food,
I remember, listen, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong. Back in the days, I remember I used to cipher on, and whether it was in front of the bodega or corner, whatever. I remember cats used to get smacked in their face if they was either reciting somebody else's rhymes or they were saying something out of line or they was talking a life that they wasn't living. I remember cats used to get smacked in their face if today's mathematics was wrong coming out their mouth. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
All right, then. Now, come on, man. You know, it ain't even that type of party no more. So this generation now, they don't give a damn about nothing. That's why they getting ran instead of running shit.
Entertainment. Nobody cares about entertainment. Food, clothing, and shelter. You know what I mean? Them same rappers need a place to stay. They need something to eat. They need something to wear. You dig what I'm saying?
Now, listen, I got
who
you,
goes,
but you know what? It's more
there's
than
black
entertainment.
People, there's black people that don't make underwear. Who makes underwear? There's black people that don't even make pens. We still use pens. We don't even make toilet tissues still. I think there might be a company, a black company, black owned company in Jersey that makes toilet tissues. That's what
nah,
you said make toilet tissues?
It's bogus because they don't fully they contract out. Trust me. I know. All right. They contract out a little bit.
All right. So we gotta get down on that. We gotta get down on that. That's what we gotta do. Whatever our people don't have, we got to put it there. And they'll buy it. There's a percentage. You say 20,000? 20,000 to 100,000 black people in America that will buy what you got. And that's enough to start a business. If you have something for $3, three times 100,000. Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. So now we're the excuse. What you want to do? What you want to do? What sacrifices are you willing to make for yourself, for your children, for the future of your family?
That's the thing, they're not.
Bae, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to whoever you're listening. You know what I mean? I'm talking to who's ever listening. It ain't them now. We're dealing with us. What are we going to do? Well, we know the problem. We know the problem. How do we address it? How do we address it?
Exactly. You're right.
So, we ain't blaming them that ain't doing it, and we ain't blaming white people. What are we going to do right now? And we know what it is. You know that business is the solution. Economics leads to financial security. Financial security helps us build communities. And we build communities, we got shit to say. If you build it, they will come. You know what I mean? We got a business. Say you got a business. You got a business. The goal is to get to a point in your business where you 80% of what you do is done by you. You know the man going to do some shit. The man going to have a hand in it. Yeah. But 80% of that business has to be you. You know what I mean? If it's a wine company, or a baby food company, you may have to import the bottles. You have to import the glass or the plastic. But the food stuff, the wine, that stuff has to come from you. So that is, you can pontificate all you want, but it comes down to business. It comes down to business.
True.
On that note, Brother Ron, Big Red, thank you. You know, hopefully we got a little bit of clarity in the air. And I guess we will catch y'all in a couple of weeks. Another, what, 2 weeks? For another
two
one.
Weeks,
but
yeah.
Until then, like I said, you can catch Red, Brother Ron, and I, Brother B, Tuesday nights, 8:30, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. You know, you can check us out on there for more, you know, other diverse topics. But until then, Brother Ron, thank you. And Red.
Thank you.
We're gonna get it in, all right?
All right, peace.
Yes, sir. All right,
everybody,
peace, everybody.
All right, later.
All right, later, guys.
Later.